Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
April 1st is always a fun day for my family. My daughter called once to say she gave birth to identical triplets. My son called to say he is pursuing a career in synchronized swimming. Thankfully, each of these bits of news was followed by Happy April Fool's Day. Well, here are a few of the greatest April Fool's pranks ever. April 1st in 1961, the broadcasting technician for Sweden's lone television station appears on the news to announce that, thanks to new technology, viewers can convert their black and white broadcasts into color. Just pull a nylon stocking over their TV screens. Thousands try it. April 1, 1974, residents of Sitka, Alaska, awake to see clouds of black smoke billowing from the crater of Mount Edgecumbe, the long-dormant volcano on the edge of town. People spill into the streets to gaze at the smoldering volcano, terrified that it is active again and might soon erupt. But man, not nature, is responsible. A local prankster, Porky Bicker, had flown hundreds of old tires into the volcano's crater and lit them on fire. 6 years later, when Montana's Mount St. Helens erupts, a Sitka, Alaska resident writes to Bicker, telling him, "This time you've gone too far." April 1st, 1978, a barge towing a giant iceberg appears in Sydney Harbor. Sydney residents are expecting it. For some time, Dick Smith, a local adventurer and millionaire businessman, has been promoting his scheme to tow an iceberg from Antarctica. And now he has succeeded. His plan is to carve the berg into small ice cubes and sell them to the public. But the prank is exposed as he tows the iceberg into the harbor. A downpour washes away the firefighting foam and shaving cream that the berg is made of, uncovering white plastic sheets beneath. April Fools. Wow. April 1st, 1976. During an early morning interview on BBC Radio 2, the British astronomer Patrick Moore announces that at 9:47 a.m., a once-in-a-lifetime astronomical event will occur. Pluto will pass behind Jupiter, and this planetary alignment will temporarily counteract Earth's gravity. Moore tells listeners that if they jump in the air at the exact moment the alignment occurs, they will experience a strange floating sensation. When 9:47 a.m. arrives, the station begins receiving hundreds of calls from listeners claiming they have felt the sensation. One woman reports that she and her friends had risen from their chairs and floated around the room. In 1956 and 2018, we celebrated Easter on April Fool's Day. Some think that's fitting. That on a day devoted to hoaxes, we celebrate the most colossal hoax of all, the resurrection of Jesus. I've spent time with Josh McDowell and Lee Strobel. Both sought to disprove Christianity, but found the evidence of the resurrection so compelling that they became devoted followers of Jesus. Saul of Tarsus set out to destroy the early church until he met the resurrected Christ. Here's what he wrote. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day, that he appeared to Cephas and to the 12, then to more than 500 at the same time, most of whom are still living. Because he lives, we can too, with purpose, hope, and joy, and a little laughter too. This year on April 1st, I'm going to replace the filling in Oreo cookies with toothpaste. I'll let you know how it goes. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.